We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Alonzo, I have a question for you, sir. Did you watch the home run derby last night? I'm looking for an honest answer, okay? Points for honesty. I know the answer, but I'm hoping for an honest answer from you nonetheless.
See, first of all, when you say I'm looking for an honest answer, that implies that you believe that I would be dishonest with you, and I would not. I was doing show prep for ESPN Inside the Ropes podcast, and so I watched WWE Raw, and no, I did not watch the Home Run Derby.
I, too, did not watch the Home Run Derby. I was really deep into the throes of my bachelorette watching last night. It was high drama. There is rumor that Jed has a girlfriend. Luke P, man, you get him away from the other dudes and he carries himself halfway well, right? Luke P is out there doing halfway well. Hannah clearly wants to bang this guy who's from Jupiter, Florida, and I think that's going to happen sooner than later. I think his name is Tyler. And then Peter is just the all-American guy that everybody loves, but she was riding in his car, and she found a rubber in his glove compartment box, so he had to answer to that
also
a little bit.
Also known as a prophylactic.
A prophylactic?
That's what I said.
There you go. You're trying to say it. You're trying to say it. But in any case, shame on you. Shame on me. You and I, Lonzo, we failed to do our jobs last night. And let's call it what it is. You and I failed to do our jobs. That was an event last night that our listeners demanded we watch, that our listeners were making Twitter viral talking about last night. And I saw this happening, and I knew it was my show responsibility to watch this. And instead I said, nah, you know what? I'm really interested in seeing Hannah bang these guys on The Bachelorette. That's much more interesting to me than watching things. And sadly...
See, I was working. See, I completely disagree with you.
No.
Yes, I was working. Do I not have a podcast on ESPN Upstate that is ESPN Upstate Inside the Ropes, which talks about certain sports? And so I was working last night.
Okay.
You failed. I did not fail.
Wait a minute. You got to let me talk here. No offense, Lonzo, but an Inside the Ropes weekend podcast versus you being knowledgeable about a key subject on a 5-day-a-week show.
I know who won.
Is no, right?
Yeah,
there's,
I know who won.
There's no comparison on where your responsibility lies there, and you chose the wrong responsibility.
Wait.
And I chose the wrong responsibility. We got a guest here in studio that we got to get to. There will be plenty of time over these 3 hours for you to incorrectly and weakly defend yourself from this lack of responsibility that you fulfilled yesterday. But to me, here's my issue, Lonzo. Here's my issue. Every parent reaches that place as a parent in parenthood where they can't wow their kids anymore. And it's a depressing time. And I remember that time when it happened with my dad. He got me, you know, those wall-hanging basketball, Nerf basketball hoops that you had as a kid. I loved my Nerf one. He got me a different one. There's me on a video camera hating the fact that he bought me a new one because I thought that meant I had to get rid of the one that I liked. And it was that moment where my dad realized, and it's caught on camera, that he couldn't wow me anymore. And it was depressing as hell for him, and I'm sure it's depressing as hell for other parents when you have that moment that no matter what you do, you can't wow your kids anymore, right? I am at that place right now with Major League Baseball. I am at that particular place. I grew up with the sport. I loved the sport. It was my favorite sport to watch. It was my favorite sport to play. Getting best Beckett baseball card monthlies in the mail was my very favorite time as a kid. I would literally stand outside on days I thought the Beckett would come and wait for the mailman to arrive. That was me. I still have the Bo Jackson black and white Beckett baseball card monthly cover. That was me. But I've since gotten to the place where baseball cannot wow me anymore. And because of that, I failed you, our listeners, last night. No, I knew it was going viral, and I still chose to watch Hannah get freaky with a bunch of dudes. Lonzo knew it was viral, and Lonzo chose to work on a weekend podcast.
Which now will never happen ever again because it's been downplayed in its importance, so I'm not going to waste my time
on a weekend podcast. All of which brings us to somebody who actually did watch the viral event, doing our homework for us because we couldn't do our homework ourselves. Diddy joins the show right now. Diddy, I know what's coming. We'll just go ahead and Lonzo and I will bend over here and we will take what's coming. All right.
Yeah, I'm very disappointed here. I'm not going to lie. I do give a slight pass to Lonzo because he's doing an assignment for his job in watching wrestling. But, you know, you could find out who won the wrestling match just as easy as you found out about Pete Alonso. So it could go either way. You did have a show this morning or today to prep for that was about the thing that happened last night. Not 4 days from now. So that's one bad, but not as bad as The Bachelorette. The Bachelor, which one is it right now? Which season?
Listen, it's The Bachelorette. She's got 25 great guys to choose from, man.
Actually considering somebody from Jupiter, Florida, I heard.
That's what you just said, right? Tyler.
No.
Tyler from Jupiter, Florida.
You're from Florida. I've lived in Florida quite a bit. You don't really consider Jupiter, Florida for much unless maybe you're a rich guy going to an Asian masseuse.
No, there's a lot of douchebags from Jupiter, Florida. There's no doubt about that.
There's not really much else going on in Jupiter, Florida.
Right, that's also correct.
So that throws it off even more and makes it even more disgusting is that she's interested in adult activities, to clean it up a little bit, with a Jupiter-born person. That's just a scary thing. So, but you're watching a dating reality television show that hasn't been reality since its inception. It's all been scripted and phony from the beginning.
Listen, two out of the 22 matches have worked out, okay?
Yeah.
So you got to listen. You're saying there's a chance there.
That's
so
right.
So all of that said,
he's throwing stats at you. That's scary.
Yeah, that is all kind of scary. Stats on The Bachelor.
All of that said, Diddy, what did Lonzo and I miss out on last night while both of us were neglecting our jobs?
I mean, it was first and foremost a record-breaking epic night of just nonstop dingers. And if you're like Big Al, the Little League superstar from a couple years ago, you love dingers. Dingers are the greatest thing in baseball. Chicks dig the long ball from the old Braves days. We all love home runs. That's why they're juicing the ball, and nobody should care about it. Let it happen. It's fun. And this home run derby was the just pinnacle of showing the youth uprising in the game of baseball. Ronald Acuna Jr. shows out. Vlad Guerrero Jr., the rookie, 20 years old, shows out. Jock Peterson, only in the league a few years. This is his second time making it almost to the finals. This year he made the finals 2 years ago. And then you have another rookie, the polar bear himself, Mr. Pete Alonso for the New York Mets, the one glimmering hope.
You've already not mentioned the most important thing about the winner. He's a Florida Gator.
Yeah, okay. That's not important.
He is a Florida Gator who is a rookie. That is incredibly an important fact. How dare you leave that out?
The Gamecock Whit Merrifield plays tonight in the All-Star game. That is important. Whit Merrifield, the College World Series champion, Whit Merrifield. So, but this last night was just an absolute spectacle of young talent in the game, a spectacle of what baseball can be in a fun sense. I still maintain this is by far the best all-star festivity in our pro sports. It's just an absolute blast. And with this timed format, you didn't expect to see this high of number of home runs, 4 minutes per inning, per round. You didn't have 10 outs for Josh Hamilton to take about an hour and a half to hit 28 home runs. Vlad Jr. did it in 4 minutes. It was constant. It was moving. It was awesome. It was nonstop bombs. Acuna Jr. hit some just ridiculous shots opposite way, everything else. And it's just an awesome event to be an ambassador, an outreach, a spectacle for baseball because nothing else was on. You were watching The Bachelor instead of Run Derby.
Okay, he's working on a wrestling Saturday podcast.
At least
podcast.
There's athletics involved in wrestling.
Hey, listen. Wait till you've seen some of what they've done on the show. You can't tell me that's not, there's not athleticism involved in those makeout sessions, okay? You can't tell me that. All right, so here's what I did do.
Yeah.
Because I was so delinquent in my job last night and I didn't actually watch this thing, I looked at it and I'm like, oh man, this is going viral. Mark, what are you going to do? Here's what you're going to do. You're going to hit the record button and you're going to go back to watching The Bachelorette. I did watch highlights of it today. All right. I took note of the fact that some of these numbers, for example, Josh Bell of the Pirates has 84 RBI
yeah.
at the All-Star break.
Yeah.
84 RBI at the All-Star break.
Insane.
That's nuts. Home run totals of the guys in the tournament. Pete Alonso with 30. He's a rookie?
He's a rookie.
I mean, that's rookies don't hit 30 home runs at the All-Star break.
McGuire's record was 54. Well on his way.
Alex Bregman, 23. Mm-hmm. Vlad Guerrero, tore it up, has 8 home runs.
Yeah.
How did he even get in the tournament with 8 home runs? Jock Peterson, 20. Ronald Acuna Jr., 21. Carlos Santana, 19. Josh Bell, 27. Matt Chapman, 21. I'm watching this. I have never seen somebody hit a baseball as angrily as Vlad Guerrero hits a baseball. Yeah. I'm watching that, and I'm like, what did the baseball say to your mama? That's what I'm thinking when I'm watching that guy. That is an angry swing. That is an angry tattooing of the baseball. And any ball that makes contact with his bat cannot be used in a regulation game
probably
again.
Not. No, it's probably dented in and completely ruined. And he's a big boy, too. He's not a skinny guy. He's not a small guy. He's a big dude, and he hits the living crap out of it. He's like Manny Ramirez mixed with his own father, Vlad Guerrero. He's not quite as clunky as Vlad was. He's got more smoothness like a Manny, but he just kills that baseball just like Vlad did in his day. And that's how he got in. I mean, he's a legacy of the game. And yeah, he only has the 8 home runs. He hasn't played a lot this season. He didn't break camp with the team. He was injured coming out of spring training. So he hasn't had as much opportunity. Pete Alonso's been up in the league the whole season. And he's the only thing that's any good in New York outside of the couple pitchers that they have for the Mets. So, I mean, he was perfect to be in there. And again, it's just a huge testament to the youth in the game right now. That, I mean, Pete Alonso, obviously 24 now, who played in college, he's a little older, but you have Acuna, 21, Vlad Guerrero Jr., 20. These guys are just monsters at the plate. And, you know, you can complain about juice in the baseballs if you want to, but everybody was complaining that baseball was getting boring. You can't tell me. If you like sports, and you should like sports, if you're doing this show, you would like last night's event because it was awesome. It had everything in baseball. You had the huge numbers, but you also had the beauty of the walk-off. Every single round, Pete Alonso walked off his win. Didn't even need his 30 seconds bonus time either, any of the three rounds. Beat everybody on the walk-off. And you're finishing with 23 home runs in the final. I think a handful of years ago, 6-7 years ago in the old format, there was like 5 in the final.
So they used to have the 10-out format where you would hit until you had 10 balls that did not go out of the ballpark. Yeah. And now they're given 4 minutes. Now, you were telling me, Diddy, that there's the stated rule is that they can't throw a pitch until the ball that's hit lands. And they went away from that last night.
Thank God.
And so what I think is, I'm not surprised that they're hitting more home runs in 4 minutes than they are in 10 outs. Because with the fast pitches, you can really get into a groove, swing after swing after swing. It's like shooting hoops on an empty with no one guarding you. There's a huge difference when you've got someone feeding you the ball and when you have to go chase your own rebound, right? The rhythm that you can get in. I mean, like, how does the batting practice pitcher feel that he can that he can do nothing to get any of these guys out?
And that's the kind of swerve of this is these guys pick their own guy, and some of them are Matt Chapman from the A's, who was a last second addition. He had no time to get ready for this thing.
What do you
say?
He
had his dad pitch to him.
You had your dad. So you say to your dad, you pitch so poorly.
Yeah, his dad was bad.
You pitch so poorly that there is nothing you can do to get me out.
Yeah, after he went, I was like, he's got to tell his dad he completely hosed him in that round. Like, he was already doomed to start because Vlad hit 29 home runs, which is why I think that
back-to-back rounds.
Yeah, first two rounds, both 29 home
runs. Back-to-back rounds.
And that's the excitement
29
factor.
Home runs. Never have we had that many home runs in a round ever.
And we've never had a swing-off. And then in the second round, when he got 29, Peterson tied 29, which was the highest mark of all time in one round. They tied in the 1 minute extra time, and then they tied in a three-swing swing-off, and he won in the second three-swing swing-off. That's insane.
In the first round last night, Jock Peterson defeated Alex Bregman. Vlad Guerrero Jr. defeated Matt Chapman. Ronald Acuna Jr. defeated Josh Bell, who was your pick, Diddy. Shame on you. Pete Alonso defeated Carlos Santana by 14-13, and then it got fun. Vlad Guerrero put up 40 No.
The extra time and the three swing offs.
Put up 40 home runs 40. In the semifinals to Jock Peterson's 39. Pete Alonso had 20 to Acuna Jr.'s 19.
Yeah.
High drama there. And then the finals, it was 23-22.
With a
walk-off. In the semifinals and the final, we had all three bouts were one home run differences. Yeah. And now you know why this captured America. Now you know why it went viral. And now you know why shame on Lonzo and shame on me for not doing our damn jobs and not How watching this like the piss-poor hosts and producers that we are. Inexcusable. Absolutely inexcusable for Lonzo.
Yeah,
absolutely inexcusable for me. Be better. Do not let it happen again. I watched 7.5 minutes of highlights. I will be watching this in its entirety this evening because I must, in fact, be better, Diddy.
Yeah, and avoid Jupiter, Florida.
Yes.
That's just a good idea.
I will.
Lessons to live by.
Encourage you. Hey, I'm telling you, Bachelorette is on demand. If you're interested, it's on demand.
Okay.
You're saying there's no demand for that?
There's no demand.
There's no demand. No. Okay. It's just me then.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.